It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay. That sounds good. I'm gonna read it. Dear Chase. There's stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
The home run stroker.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you download that The Fan podcast at TannyTheFan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further with Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. As Schultze said in his update, Hosey goes deep, makes it a 6-3 game. Luke Weaver is real. Apparently, he is a human being and not a robot. And that's where we'll start the second hour. We'll do fair or foul at the bottom of it. But we'll stick here, right here, in this Cleveland-New York series. And Joe, before I rant, do you have anything to say? Because I have a lot of things to say.
I was just going to actually say, should I start hawking this show live on air? Like, hey, if you want to sponsor this show or,
Dude, spit on that thing.
If you want to hawk Patrick. Oh, then, let's just stop there. Let's get Patrick an endorsement, huh? What the hell? Hit me up, joefisher@odyssey.com, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. If I got Patrick Harris an endorsement, I feel like I could retire a happy man.
That'd be amazing.
I don't know what it would be. Blue Chew or something like that.
My wife and kids would love it.
Yeah.
Patrick Hawk and Blue Chew. Hey, what up?
I don't even know what Blue Chew is.
It's for that certain special
rock.
Part of that body during that special time in the bedroom.
I don't need
that. Let's get you a Roman endorsement. I'm pretty sure like Dirt and Sprague did a Blue Chew endorsement years ago. And it's like, you guys are 35.
I've said this before and I'll say it again.
Fuck, dude, spit on that thing.
We good.
You guys are not, I don't think they were even mid-30s at that point. I think they're early 30s. And they're like, hey, guys.
My favorite Sprague endorsement was manscaping. Like, the thought of that dude who has no hair anywhere on his body hawking to shave the hair and maybe, question mark, the one place on his body.
Ow! Ah! Ah! Ah, the gooch!
You can put it on the board!
let's talk about where we are now, and we'll get to Cleveland, New York. That's where we're going to be right now. And I'll tell you what. The national media wants the Yankees to go, okay? Clearly. Like, Cleveland, like, nobody cares, blah, 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 blah. Could be the Brewers, could be the Tigers. Like, I heard somebody today on national media say, you know, I think this would be a more exciting series if it was the Tigers. And it's like, that makes no sense. the Tigers aren't better than Cleveland, and it was shown in five games, but also on paper, Cleveland's better than that. What's fascinating about this series to me, I keep using that word fascinating because I don't know what else to say without swearing and breaking FCC rules.
What's effing awesome about this series?
What's effing awesome about this series?
God, I wish we could cuss on air.
It would be amazing. If we could cuss on air, Joe, we should do the show every week blacked.
Oh, my God.
Just like we sleep here. That's our Tuesday night. You're here for the morning, and I stumble home in the morning like a Halloween night in Pullman at 20 degrees and I'm 23. What's fascinating to me about this series with Cleveland, look, the Yankees are a good team. And I think the Yankees on paper are a better team than Cleveland. I think Cleveland matches up in some really key spots that make this a little more even. The Yankees bullpen has come out of nowhere to be phenomenal, but the Cleveland bullpen has been amazing all season. Aaron Judge has done basically nothing in the playoffs.
He didn't have to do anything in the first game of this series.
Exactly. And when it comes to Stephen Vogt and Aaron Boone, you're kind of like, okay, whatever.
Well, maybe.
The biggest takeaway that I've seen from this, as a baseball fan, and also as a fan, I'm livid. But as a baseball fan, what I have seen in this series the most part is Cleveland looks like they walked into Yankee Stadium and said, whoa.
Poopied their pants a little
Yankee
bit.
Yankee Stadium in October. What a famous venue. I can't believe I'm going to play here. And then pooped and vomited all over themselves. They look like food poisoning in Astoria at the Albatross with fresh oysters all night. Like, this team...
That sounded like a personal experience.
That is a personal experience. Last night, watching Cantillo and Bo Naylor, that was not even as a Cleveland fan, but as a baseball fan, that's awkward.
Should have had Austin Hedges behind the plate.
That's so uncomfortable to watch. To just... See, the Alex Cobb, you didn't expect Alex Cobb to go deep. Look, the Yankees last night had two good hits. Soto's solo shot and Stanton's solo shot. In the third, Cobb gets pulled and Cantillo comes in.
And I believe it's Cantillo.
No, it's Cantillo.
Oh, double L?
Double L. It's Cantillo. He looks so scared. He looks so unready to be in the moment. Like, it's not just the wild pitches. It's not about Bo Naylor not blocking the plate very well. It's about, I'm pretty sure he threw 12 straight pitches before a strike was seen.
He threw 21 pitches and only 7 of them were strikes.
Alex Cobb walked Judge, and that's what pulled Cobb. Aaron Judge scored in that inning without nobody connecting the bat to the ball. What does that tell you? And then you look at it tonight. Tanner Bibee was okay. He was not great, but he gets pulled in the second. Look, this is where my fandom's going to show right now. If Terry Francona's in that dugout, this doesn't happen. Stephen Vogt is way over his skis, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. He is being outmanaged by Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is just sitting there saying, wow, I don't even have to try. You're just giving this to me. Cole, I don't think Cole was that great tonight. He had the bases loaded twice. But to Joe's point earlier when we were talking about the Phillies and not hitting, is that really on a manager? No. But tonight, Cleveland had the bases loaded twice, once with no outs, and couldn't get it done. The media is going to talk about the Yankees being the Yankees and Stanton's had a great season, great series. Garbage. I don't believe that. Judge hits a homer. Oh, he's back. Nope, don't believe that. Juan Soto, yes, Juan Soto is God. The actuality is Gleyber Torres has set the precedent for this Yankee lineup. He's been the guy that's hitting. But the reality is every time I watch both these games, it's Cleveland vomiting all over themselves like Yankee Stadium is too big for them. Like it's the Yankees in the 90s, but you don't have Manny Ramirez, Albert Bell, Jim Thome, and Oral Hershiser on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, really all you have as far as players on that roster, that batting lineup, is Jose Ramirez, as far as it's like, guys, calm down. Like,
we're going to be fine. We're going to be okay.
Whereas this is where you hope that home cooking is going to help. I mean, you have, again, it's the first two games. Now, what I was saying to you a couple commercial breaks ago is that I feel like a team that goes out and wins the first two games at home, it speaks to them being a good effing team, that they're able to take care of business. And in every sport, a team that goes up 2-0 often wins the series.
Yeah.
It's hard to win four of the next five games when a team is that good in a playoff series. I don't care what the sport is. And so Cleveland, they're going to go back home. They're going to get the home cooking. But, I mean, who is New York going to have on the mound after Rodon?
That's the real question. Is it going to be Luis Gil? You know, is it going to be Clark Schmidt?
Right now it says projected is Clark Schmidt. Yeah. So, but again, it's like, who's Cleveland going to throw?
Cleveland's
like,
probably going to throw Matt Boyd.
And how does that make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel great. I'd love to throw Gavin Williams and throw the kid out there and see what's up. But it's funny. Like, you know how the Dodgers, when they hit a, you know how everybody's got a thing when they get a single and they, like, make some sort of motion and that's what everybody does? The Dodgers have that stupid, like, side thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I noticed tonight the Yankees have a new one.
What is it?
This.
I'm watching you.
No, like, my eyes focused.
Oh.
The Yankees have one where they put two fingers in their eyes and they point it back at the dugout, like, focused.
Well, that's just an Aaron Boone-managed team, man.
And what I think is very interesting is the Yankees are taking advantage of a Cleveland team that's just not ready. Like, I talked about this. Detroit and Kansas City outperformed themselves, and I'm proud of you for that. But you got to a stage that you weren't ready for. You're ahead of schedule. Cleveland got to this stage, and I'm proud of you. And you got to a stage that you are not ready for, and you look terrible doing it.
Yeah, you got
to
take advantage.
This isn't even fandom. This is just, you look bad.
Yeah, I mean, it really just, it came to a head last night, in a sense, with Cantillo out there, and it just, that mess of an inning, it's just like, oh,
and
boy.
Then tonight in the second inning, you got Rukio dropping a pop up in the infield.
I mean, to me, it's just leaving 10 dudes stranded and two bases loaded opportunities. Like, that drives me nuts in MLB The Show. Like,
that drives me nuts in video games, let alone
real life. God, that's damn near controller through the TV moment right there. Like, I can only, like, they need to take advantage of these opportunities offensively tomorrow. Well, in 2 days, I guess. I'm assuming that the next game is in 2 days. They got to travel.
Next game's in 2 days.
They have to have some offensive production because they obviously have not had it the last two games. I mean, you're scoring 5 runs. Yankees have scored 11. You left 10 on base. I don't know who you're going to throw, but pray to God that he's able to keep the Yankees in check and that your bullpen is able to come in and save you because, I mean, you're not going to be at Yankee Stadium. Your big thing is they're caught by the lights.
That's what I think.
The environment
itself. I
think
it's the lights.
Just hope that coming back to Cleveland and having that home crowd behind you is able to give you something.
A 1 o'clock first pitch on a Thursday.
That is just so annoying.
Let's go, baby. That sounds like Midwest baseball.
It'll be 2:08.
Charlie Manuel, dead, but he's in the stands.
You got more people available to watch Conference USA games.
Bob Feller's out there throwing 96 miles an hour. It'll faster be than a car.
It'll be a 5 o'clock pitch Cleveland time.
Yeah.
5:08. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's like, hey, everybody, get the F out of work.
The side note to this, and I don't want to get into too much, because I think we'll get into next week when we're probably looking at the World Series and previewing the World Series, depending on whoever goes. But I'd be careful if I was New York. This is a little bit of false pretense. Like, you've won 2 games, and you've hit when you needed to hit. Your bullpen's been dynamite. But you're also playing a team that's thrown up all over themselves. Let that confidence be confidence and not false. Right? Because this Yankee team, the way Cleveland's thrown up all over themselves, this Yankee team could walk into the World Series if they go thinking we're better than we actually are. Because I'll tell you what, the other teams on the other side of the bracket, which we're going to get into next, in my opinion, are way better than this Yankee team I've seen. And that could spell disaster. So if you're a Yankee fan or if you're a baseball fan, or if you just want to see play, like, you got to go to Cleveland in these three games. You can't come back to New York in any way, shape, or form. You lose game three, you lose game four, that's fine. You cannot come back to New York. Because if you're struggling to close out the Guardians, what are the Mets and Dodgers going to do to you?
Yeah, they'll pounce.
They'll pounce. And that's where I want to get to next. I'd love to get into the National League Championship Series, which this is why I don't gamble. We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 10A The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Only here on the Hot Corner do we supersede Dodgers-Mets with some hot Guardians-Yankees talk. I guess we get a little lucky that the game was on and just finished as we were talking. But I'm also biased AF. If you're on the YouTube stream, check out this fresh new lid on the top of my head.
Oh, yeah. You said you were going to go and get that.
She freshy freshy.
My hat's not as cool, but it does have a lot of fish on it.
Oh,
see, did you ever notice that?
I did not notice that.
It's a bunch of little fish.
Fish?
Yeah.
Is there three of them?
No, I think there's like 40-something. Oh. I never counted.
I think it'd be cool if there was three.
There's a lot of fish. Got this out at Brasada Ranch.
Oh,
it's so beautiful in Brasada. Nice. Have you ever been?
Oh, it must be nice to live that fat sales life who's never sold this show.
You think I'm paying for that trip? You think I'm paying for that trip?
Did you guys, while you guys were out on the sales trip, did you talk about how you've never sold this show in the 10 years of his existence?
Patrick, this show was not a thought at all.
That's...
I'm shocked.
Not shocking.
You guys, I'm just going to be blunt with
you. It's the best show on the fan.
If I make...
That's the truth.
Well, I agree with you. I'm going to be blunt. If I were to make a power rankings of most important things to sell, this show, as well as Sports Sunday... Possibly bottom five.
Whoa, you got to throw in Sinner and the Saint. Oh. I will not sit here in a world where that place is bigger than me. I am 1080 The Fan.
I think they're joining us in that bottom
five. Thank you. Yeah. As long as they're with us.
But I would say that one, Luke Anderson, probably prioritizes that show
better than I prioritize the two shows that I'm on.
We think.
So therefore, that's why it's your Coors Light Sinner and Saint tailgate show.
Shocking that Luke Anderson cares about Luke Anderson more than anybody else not named Luke Anderson. I'm shocked.
No comment.
It's over.
All right. Let's slide over to the National League. We got a lot going on with this. Can you believe? I don't even know where to go to this. I'm still shocked that we talked to Yankees Guardians. Thank God my name is first. Over Dodgers Mets. So you go through two games. Okay. Dodgers kind of say, hello, New York. Your story is cute. We are the Dodgers. We are now laser focused. We just got out of this really emotional series where we held our S together and walked through it like professionals while you people are freaking out over there like little children. This is big boy baseball. Dodgers win game one. I was not shocked that Dodgers win game two. Game one. Game two, the Mets kind of slapped them around.
They jumped out quick.
Jumped out quick and it was over. Over yeah. quickly. I heard this morning, I think I was listening to the boys this morning, Dirt and Sprague, and they were talking about how I think Andy was saying, well, they got close kind of late. And it's like 7-3? Why? Because two guys were on? I wouldn't call that close late. I have no idea what to expect from this series. I truly don't. I think the Dodgers are the better team.
They are.
But I have no idea who's going to win.
I mean, they are the better team. I mean, one through four, possibly five. I mean, their lineup is better. I do not think that the Mets are going to win this series. I think pitching for them has been above reproach for this entire postseason. But I just don't think it's a staff that is going to be able to last throughout a full seven-game series against the Dodgers.
You don't think Sean Manea and Jose Quintana? I heard the boys this morning, one of them called him Quintana, and I was like, baseball boys.
Who did they have?
Kodai Senga? Yeah,
who was all over the place in that first
game. An absolute terrible decision. Fair or foul? The Dodgers starting Kodai Senga in game one is a worse idea the Mets starting Kodai Senga in game one is a worse idea than the Guardians starting Alex Cobb.
That's fair.
Yeah. Fair.
You got a guy who hasn't pitched all year and you're like, we're going to use him as an opener.
I don't like Alex Cobb, but he was decent with the Giants the last couple
of years. And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
And he was decent with the Guardians once he got traded.
He's
so.
Got experience. Yeah. That's
how as bad they've been now.
Going Kodai Senga game one against the Dodgers. It's you kind of got what you asked for there.
Yeah. But that's what I don't understand. Here we are. Like, I just sat here. Guys, can we get in the trust tree real quick? Something
sure.
just popped into my
the
head.
The trust oval.
Something
if you
just
will.
Popped into my head.
Lay it on us.
Here we are with the Final Four, right? Stephen Vogt, Aaron Boone, Carlos Mendoza, and Dave Roberts. Are these not four of the worst managers in baseball?
No. I think disagree. That you just hate two of them.
Yeah, you've heard me several times.
I think the number is closer to three these days. After games one and two of the ALCS, what do you think? I'm standing out here flying flags for Stephen Vogt? You think I'm like, oh, Tito's in Cincy? Good luck with that, loser.
I mean, still a good manager. He's just a rook, bro. The fact that he even got to the playoffs is an accomplishment in itself.
He's got good players.
Yeah, and he knows how to manage a pitching
staff. He's got Carl Willis.
Most of the time.
I just think that you just hate Dave Roberts and will not come down from that hill.
I don't hate him. The facts remain.
Well, you're probably right. They're not the best managers in baseball, but they are.
They got the best players and the biggest payrolls outside of Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, it's funny that the Mets are like seen as this scrappy little team, and it's like you literally have the biggest payroll
in
baseball.
You're paying like three guys that don't even play for you.
I would say that, I mean, like Stephen Vogt, you probably got to put him as one of the better managers now after stepping in his first season and being able to get your team to the ALCS after filling in for the shoes of Terry Francona, one of the best managers of all time.
And you would think that watching the Tigers series, but against the Yankees, do you still feel that way?
The series is not over.
Or do you get a little lucky and you're just kind of like, hey, it's his first time.
Talk to me in like 4 or 5 days and I'll let you know.
I'm going to talk to you in 7.
Yeah, you literally will after this.
I literally will.
We might share a text or two, but
I won't talk to you. I hate everyone.
I mean, you got two rookie managers, so the fact that both of them are in the championship series in their first season, like, they're pretty good.
I know. One of them's got a $350 million payroll.
Now, the thing with Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone is that you have been in your position for so long and have not been able to finish the job.
This is Aaron Boone's third ALCS.
And this is Dave Roberts, what, like, fifth? Sixth or something like that.
Is Tim Wakefield coming on the mound? Because I don't know if Aaron Boone's got the chops for this.
And you have a asterisk World Series to show for it.
Yeah, right. We'll go real quick because the series might be over when we come back next week. Who do you like? Dodgers, Mets?
Dodgers. Sticking with Dodgers. Yeah. I've been sticking. I mean, again, oh, wow. Way to go on a limb, Joe, choosing the Dodgers 2-3 months ago. But again, I just think that they were playing like the best team in the NL then. I said they were going to win the World Series. I'm sticking with them.
And they're starting to figure out that starting staff. If I have to believe that my Guardians can get to the World Series, I do not want to lose or beat Frankie Lindor, so I will take the Dodgers as well. When we come back, fair or foul, everybody's favorite, but first we'll throw it to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this bad boy every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, diehard Duck fan, Jordan Schultzy.
Ducks are fighting for clicks, or other teams are fighting for clicks. Ducks are fighting for wins. So excited about that win.
12.
On Saturday over in Ohio State.
I'm still erect.
What's a Duck's favorite number? It used to be 0. Now it's 12.
Wait, what? Zero times that they beat, like, big teams? Or
you guys are the only team I've ever seen in my entire life that has the number of national championships written in the center of your field.
So funny. What does Wazoo have? I know they don't have it.
We don't write the number in the center of our field, I'll tell you.
It's a letter.
It's called the letter O. It's like Mark Mason says about Damian Lillard. It's the letter O.
It looks like 0.
I think it's the letter O.
It looks like the number of natties you have.
How's your conference, bud?
Savage, dude.
Mountain West 2.0 over there.
You guys are so cool. So cool. So cool. You can't sit with us!
By the way, Joe, I know you produced this open, and I do appreciate you finding probably the only clip ever of a baseball announcer, and specifically my favorite one of all time.
And he gets on his hands and knees and blows on it.
Dave Niehaus talking about a baseball player getting on their hands and knees and blowing on anything is it's pretty cool.
I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Get to listen to that every week.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
I mean, this is the greatest call in the history of baseball. I don't believe what I... No. It's Tom Bredeman.
Well, he's been relegated to CW football. All right, guys.
Yeah, my conference. Back up.
Yeah.
All right.
Relegation.
Bredeman's my guy. My guy. Big Friday night conference showdown, okay?
Yeah, versus UNLV.
Stop it!
All right.
I will fire you.
Somebody that does not have to worry about being fired is New Reds manager Terry Francona.
Tito.
Unbelievable. What a
shock. I would die for you right now.
What a shock of a hire the Cincinnati Reds made. They had turned down a bunch of the names. Scott Servais had possibly interviewed with them. A couple of other guys just kind of,
I would
Gabe
be sober.
Did you guys talk about that last week?
Yeah,
we did.
I'd be sober for maybe like 4 or 5 days if it meant that I had Terry Francona on the Guardians again.
I understand.
4 or 5 days tops. I mean, I'm not going, I'm not crazy.
Can't ask you to change completely, right?
Oh, God.
No, but obviously one of the best managers of all time. He's won a World Series with the Red Sox and taking the Cleveland Guardians to a World Series or to the ALCS. I can't remember if the World Series was under him. That was, right, Patrick?
16?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, thank you. He got there in 2014. So yeah, Terry Francona, two different teams to the World Series, won it with the Red Sox, of course. And again, a team with red. But very shocking, of course, to get him. Fair or foul, with their roster, Terry Francona will lead the Reds to the playoffs next season in 2025.
Oh, boy. This gets me hot. Gets me hot, worked up. As I said earlier in the show, whatever the hell happens in the NL Central next year. And, boy, this throws a wrench into things. The Brewers are probably...
They're going to be the same. Christian Yelich is going to have a comeback season until he's dead in July.
Are the Cubs able to make a comeback season with Craig Counsell in year two?
Maybe some free agent pickups. I like the Cubs next year, but I liked them this year too.
Pirates, as long as they have that goofy ass owner.
Nope.
No. Not worried about them. Cardinals.
Nope. They're going to lose Goldschmidt.
Well, I don't know what the hell's going to happen with them.
I think they're going to reset.
I think they're going to reset, too, and Goldschmidt's going to be a starting first baseman for your Seattle Mariners.
I'd prefer Wilson Contreras, but I digress.
God, I really want to say fair. I really do. But I'm not going to just yet, because we still have a whole offseason to go.
Tell you what, I will. I'll say fair. I love Tito. This is what Tito does. Tito comes in. What I'm more terrified is that Carl Willis, the pitching coach for the Guardians, is going to go be on the staff in Cincinnati, because Tito fired everybody. Yeah, everybody's gone. Cleaned house. Tito's going to bring his people in. I think Francona is the kind of guy. This is why this is such a home run hire. And the story about it is fascinating. They just said, why don't we take a shot at Tito? GM flew down there, met him on the golf course and said, yo, Tito, you interested in managing the Reds? And he was like, well, I'd talk to you. Let's go home. Let's eat some food. And then the owners of the Reds showed up. And it's like, oh, yeah, all right, cool, I'm down. I will say fair. I think Francona, what he gets there, outside of maybe Kevin Cash, there is no manager in modern-day baseball that gets more out of nothing than Terry Francona. I'll say fair.
All right. I like both of your guys' answers. Have to agree with you. Yeah, very weak division that they're coming out of. It's such a young, talented roster. Ellie De La Cruz, former Duck, Spencer Steer. I do believe Noel V. Marte, after his roid suspension, is going to come back and be okay for them. So, yeah, a lot of young pieces that Terry can play with. All right, guys, fair or foul number two. Did come out last week while Joe was gone that MLB is taking over production of the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins on television. So no more distribution by Bally Sports or whoever their partnerships were with. MLB and MLB.tv now going to be distributing that locally to fans and over the air. So guys, we've seen almost like a third of teams now in the league doing this. Fair foul that most teams, most besides like New York, Boston, LA, you know, even Chicago is going the way of MLB handling their broadcasts. But besides the big cities, most of these teams are going to have their broadcasts handled by MLB within 5 years. So by 2029, which also means, and in this situation it's happening with the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins, blackouts, that whole five-team blackout in the Midwest is disappearing. So fair or foul, guys, this will be the way of the world in MLB in 5 years or less.
I'll go first on this. I will say fair. I think Major League Baseball... You know, for all the times that I say Major League Baseball hates Major League Baseball and does a lot of things that hurt the progression of the game, what I will give them credit for, and we've always talked about how MLB.TV, the package, all that is ahead of everybody else, okay? You might love your Sunday ticket. You might love your league pass. That is here because of what Major League Baseball did. They did that first. I will give Major League Baseball credit because I think what they're trying to do is they're playing the long game of not pissing off the RSL, the RSNs, to where the NFL doesn't want to piss off the RSNs, the NBA doesn't want to piss off the RSNs, the regional sports networks, because that's where a lot of money is. Baseball is just waiting for the RSNs to fail so then they can lift those blackout restrictions, and then instead of charging me $160 for the package, they'll charge me $200, and I can watch any game at any time. And I'll tell you what, most of the people that pay for the package now are going to pay for that 40-game upgrade, because a lot of us buy it because we love baseball and we have YouTube TV or cable or whatever it is. So now we can cut one of those and get into that. I think baseball is playing the game of let's not piss off RSNs by just letting them die.
Repeat the question for me, Schultzy, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Fair foul. Most teams, besides like the big markets, will have their broadcasts handled by Major League Baseball within 5 years. Fair or foul?
Fair. I think the RSN sports model, it's a dying breed, especially with streaming. And MLB can handle it. Who was the team they took over this year? Was it the Padres?
Padres, Diamondbacks recently as well.
Yeah, and I feel like that it's actually gone pretty well for them. And I just think that the regional sports network, like how many different transitions into different companies have handled it. I mean, the Bally Diamond Sports Network thing has been an absolute failure. It seems like every few years it's a different regional sports network that's handling it. Other than the big major networks that we were talking about, you know, whether it's MASN, whether it's like those are kind of different beasts. But I think for some of these smaller markets across the country, yeah, I do not see them being able to survive without the MLB stepping in.
The only reason that this is foul is because Major League Baseball has taken full control over it, that it becomes an Apple TV thing like MLS. That's the only reason why this is foul, is that Major League Baseball eventually gets full control over all of it and sells it to a streamer.
There's a slight difference.
That's the only reason it's foul.
They are putting local, like, available over the air in Minnesota. Minneapolis, you can watch Twins games. Like, you could, you know, right now if I'm watching the Mariners on Root Sports still. It's the same experience. You don't necessarily, if you've got, like, local cable already, don't have to buy this MLB.TV package. They are still offering it for you. But you're right, that could go away. Like, that might just be, like, the carrot, and then they'll pull that to make you pay the $200. Yep. Hear what you're saying. All right, guys, fair foul number three involving an upcoming free agent. That would be current New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso.
Oh, boy.
The polar bear.
He's expensive now.
The polar bear's
last few weeks, he's earned a lot of buckaroos.
Yeah, he's going to be making some money. Not quite his best overall season, but one of the best month, 3 week or so stretches that we've seen from Alonso in a long time. Going to be 30 years old. Fair foul, guys. I don't think the Mariners are going to sign him. I'm not thinking that, you know, a guy that's been super successful in the best market in baseball is going to want to leave that. But guys, fair foul, Pete Alonso will re-sign with the New York Mets.
I'll go first on this. I think Pete Alonso will re-sign with the Mets, and I think they'll overpay him because I think they'll miss out on Soto.
Bingo!
To get somebody else.
The latter part of that I don't agree with, but the re-signing and overpaying I do agree with.
Yeah, I think they'll overpay him. I like Pete. I think the last 3 weeks I've always loved him. I mean, the polar bear is my favorite animal, so like I'm a little like attuned to him because his nickname's my favorite animal, but I think Pete has been really, really maybe the unsung hero of this Mets playoff run. He was bad at the end of the regular season, and all eyes are at Frankie Lindor right now. But Pete Alonso, that home run against the Brewers, he had a great game yesterday for them to tie the series at 1-1. I think Pete has been an underappreciated hero of the Mets in this postseason. Yeah, I think they'll overpay him, and they'll wait before they pay him to see if they land Soto, which I don't think they will. So since they lose out on Soto, Cohen will overreact and overpay Pete to keep him there. I would love to see Pete go somewhere else because I would love to see his true value. I think he's a little overhyped in New York. I would love to see his true value. I think if the Mariners could land him, that'd be amazing, but they could never pay what he's going to get paid.
Cheap jerks.
But, yeah, he's a Met. He's a Met.
Yeah, again, I agree with Patrick that he's going to come back. I feel like the momentum of the season, how it shifted, where the Mets were able to make the NLCS, I feel like that he really does love New York, loves playing for this team, this city. And, yeah.
No more home run derbies.
Yeah. Well, I was out on it, but I don't know. Pete Alonso's starting to grow on me a little bit more, too.
Right.
But I think that the Mets are going to overpay for him more than they should. But, again, I think that Steve Cohen, how he's running this team, is that he's just burning through money. And he likes this team, the guys that he has. And Alonso wants to stay here, so he will.
Did you see that interview? Sorry.
I was going to say, did you see Steve Cohen's statement on Frankie Lindor?
No.
He was like, yeah, that contract sounded bad to you all right now, huh? Seems like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah, I love Steve Cohen. His celebration and then...
When Frankie hit that grand slam against... Yeah, it was just like, seems like a pretty good deal to me.
In the locker room for their celebration to get to the NLCS, like, he was talking about how proud he was and how much money and time he's put into this team. And
God, it's
like, every fan deserves an owner for their team like this.
I don't love Cohen, but
no,
God,
I
love Frankie.
I mean,
God, I love him.
I love the attitude that Cohen has. We're up against it, though, so that's probably all we got time for, guys.
All right.
All right, that's Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, Today in the Fan. All right, we'll be back next week on Tuesday. What I'm looking at right now as far as the schedule goes.
Oh, I was going to say you were looking at porn.
No,
porn dam.
No, there's like the buffers on this, so I can't look at that.
The buffers?
Oh, you can get around those, baby.
The VPNs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Again,
you want me to just start typing in P-O and see if it goes?
Yeah.
What if it autofills?
I kind of want to see
what if I log into like Dirt's account and it like autofills?
I'm not here for this. I do not recommend it. I remove myself from any responsibility.
As your producer, I say this is a bad idea. Should these series go the distance, go full seven, Dodgers, Mets will be on Monday, October 21st. Cleveland, New York would be in New York. A 7:38 Eastern tip on Tuesday, October 22nd. As things are set up now, game one of the World Series will be Friday, October 25th.
Okay.
Which leads me to be, when we come back next week on Tuesday, we should be able to preview the World Series.
Yes, because I don't think... I don't think the Guardians Yankees series is going to go seven. Sorry.
Ouch. Thanks.
Listen,
we're friends.
I would love it.
You know,
to
Voldemort
go seven.
Would have never said that, and that's his team.
You know, I'd love it to go six, and with Cleveland winning it.
Oh, baby.
Suck on that.
Just running it.
Trust me, I can't deal with a cocky Ryan Cooley. All right. I cannot deal.
What do you mean? The Red Sox have been out for months.
Touche. What I can deal with, though, is the Yankees going to the World Series and then losing the World Series. I can deal with that.
Well, I mean, a hot take. I'll say it right now. I mean, nobody's listening now, so I'll say it next week when we preview the World Series. The Yankees will lose the World Series to whoever they play.
Whether it's the Mets or the Dodgers?
In my opinion, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's going to be the Dodgers.
Yeah,
I'm calling it. We're getting a Dodgers-Yankees World
Series. I think it'll be the Dodgers as well. Yeah. I just think they're the best team money can buy, even
Subway
though the
series,
Mets have the biggest one. Yeah, you like Subway still?
Yeah, I know the Dodgers killed the Padres, but I'm just not sure this whole bullpen starter thing is going to hold up.
What I have learned, though, to counter what you're saying, Schultzy, although I back what you're saying, is I actually think the Dodgers have figured out this starter bullpen thing. I actually think this bullpen has come around better than I anticipated because I've been banging on it all year. The Mets, I mean, Sugar Diaz comes in for the end of the game and walks the first two dudes, but then gets out of it. So
classic Sugar Diaz.
Classic Sugar Diaz could be a hurricane warning sound if you like.
No.
Okay.
We can't replace it.
Not good enough.
Yeah. We got to retire it.
Not good enough. All right. That'll do it for us. We'll catch you next week. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. That's Schultzy on the ones and twos. Go do something. I would do.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.